Thank you for calling
Dryer Vent Wizard of Weston.
This call is being recorded.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Kevin, Dryer Vent Wizard.
Hey, Kevin, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. We spoke on Friday about helping you get to the first page of Google.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing this Monday?
Good, good.
Awesome, awesome. You had a good weekend?
Yep.
Awesome, awesome. I know you told me to give you a call back around this time today. Just calling you and seeing where you'd like to proceed and go from here with the Google business listing. And then, like I said before, like attaching that to the Facebook retargeting campaign.
Yeah. How much you said it was again?
It was just going to be $249 month to month. And that's with no startup fees or anything like that. It's just that flat rate. No taxes, no hidden fees, anything like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to cut back. I'm not making enough money. I'm trying to figure out how to cut some of my expenses.
Okay. I mean, this is something that's going to put you out there to make more money and get more customers while you cut down, you know, the other stuff. You, like people would say is like cut the fat off of the business. Is this something that we can help you with so that way this summer you could start picking up a lot more jobs and then, you know, be more busier and get more cash flow coming through?
You guys got, like, customer testimonials or proof that this actually works? Because, you know, a lot of the people are trying to sell me stuff since I started my business in October. And I spent thousands of dollars just wasting money on different services.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I hear you, but it's like it's really going in one out the other because they probably got the same pitch. You know, I spent over $3,000-$4,000 of Postcard Mania, nothing out of that.
Wow.
I spent money here and there, nothing out of that. So it's like I'm really kind of skeptical about, you know, anybody that calls me and says anything about, you know, advertising for me because it seems to never work. So I don't know how it's going to be different. I don't know. I've been having a lot of issues. I only found one person that has really been working for me.
Okay.
He does some of my Facebook and my Google marketing. He kind of manages my Google business profile page. So I don't know what you guys are going to do that's any different.
Okay. I just sent you a text message right here. So that's a link to our webpage. We've been in business for 20 years. So, well, 19 years. This is going on our 20th year this December. So we've been doing this for a while. We know how to, you know, get customers to the business owners and placing you on the first page of Google. I will say a lot of companies, they're fly-by-night companies. So with us on that webpage, if you just click it, it'll show you our authenticity badge through Google. Okay, there's only 40 of us in the country that have that. Typically what happens is a lot of companies that don't have those things, they sign up your competitors as well, right? And then so that's why you don't really see the results coming in because they're trying to share all the traffic. It's like, you know, it's counterintuitive at that point, right? So what we do is we have to close the category out, and that's why I held it here for today for you, because once we do start working with you, we're not signing up any of your competitors to try to push them to the first page either, because we're representing you. A lot of companies will start to rotate off of there because companies will have different people that they need to get to the first page. With you, you would stay on the first page and people would just contact you directly. So that's one of the rules that we have to follow through Google, being a channel premier partner. Again, running a Facebook retargeting campaign, anybody that's searching on Google will be able to target those people on Facebook. So I understand you have somebody that's doing that for you. That's great. But typically we do those retargeting campaigns and customers usually see like 10 to 15% from the Google ads just because they are a retargeting campaign and it's pinpoint focused to somebody that's already interested in your services. We just have to put your company in front of them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then, so what I did here is I wanted to help you out because I know we kind of talked about that last time that you had the last company. And if you look on our pricing packages for the SEO packages, I set you up with the platinum package, right? Platinum package reads on there $599 month to month with the $299 setup fee. So what I did was I applied the business credit for you and I brought it all the way down to just $249. So that way not only that you're taking a chance on us, but we're also taking a chance on us as well, because we're not here to just keep you for one month. we wouldn't make any money at that point if we were just signing people up 1 month at a time. We want to build a long-lasting relationship with you. We want to make sure that you do get the results. We want to make sure that you are getting the customers in so you can grow your company, right? So we do set it up month to month, but it's because we want to earn your business each and every month. We want to say, hey, like, this is what's working for you. We set up a tracking system. You're able to log into that. You're able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting through Google. You're able to see location of searches as well as, you know, follow your retargeting campaign through Facebook, right? And then each and every month, you get to decide that. Now, we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, just because we want to make sure that you're on that first page for all the services that you provide, and it will take the 30 to 45 days. But for the Facebook, that's up and running within 7 to 14 days. So we're getting in front of your customers very quickly. At the end of the day, we want to make sure that this is profitable for you, because we do understand you're a small business owner, and cash flow and capital are very key for you guys. So we want to make sure that we keep that cash flow coming in each and every month. If by any chance you're like, hey, I want to part ways, there's no strings attached. Like, we don't charge you for a cancellation fee. If you want to, if you even get busy, like, and you're like, I got to finish these jobs I'm getting in. I like the service, but at this case, you're like, I got to kind of finish these jobs here. Could you guys pause the service? Absolutely. We work with you hand in hand in that. But we just ask that you just give us 3 days before your next billing cycle is due if you ever did any of those things. That way you're just not charged for the month of service. And that's how we work. We work on a month-to-month basis, so that way we can make sure that you are getting the results you're looking for. Most companies will try to lock you into a 3-6-month contract, or they'll say it's month-to-month, but give them 3 months, give them 6 months for you to start getting to the first page of Google. We work very quickly here, and we do that because we close the category out for you as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm listening. So you said Facebook that you're doing, or Google that you're doing? Which one is it?
Both. Yeah, we do both of them for you. And we allocate 100, and we go ahead.
When I Google Drive Cleaning in Weston in on Google, I'm already at the top. So how are you guys going to get me any more at the top?
Yeah, so we talked about that last time. So I was asking you, is that where you want to just be shown, or are you looking to expand your radius and get out into other areas? And when we talked last time, you said, well, I would, you know, I could always expand into other areas. And that's what we were talking about on Friday, was really expanding and helping you be shown in other areas or cities that you would like to be in. Because you probably are right there. If you type in your zip code or your city, you probably are right there on the first page, but it's about expanding it. So that way other cities in your, you know, around you can still find you and get your number and call you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said it's how much a month?
It's just $249 at a flat rate. So we don't charge you per click, per job, per sale, anything like that. So the more jobs you get, the more profitable it is for you, because we're not charging you by a job at that point. It's just at that flat rate.
You charging me a commission fee too?
No, we don't.
Okay, so it's just a $249 a month.
It's just $249 flat rate.
And if for some reason you guys are doing, a good job, how do I go about canceling? What do I have to do? Do I have to track somebody down, or how does that work?
Good question. So I actually take you through a voice verification. This is an added protection for you, so this will be sent to you. But in the voice verification, and I'll just read it off to you as is right now, it says you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and I give you that number. And then it says, to prevent your charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. And that's it. And that's how easy it is. Like I said, we're a performance-based company, right? We have to go based off of performance. So we have to perform for you, or else that's why we're in the month-to-month. It's you're just going to cancel, right? So that's why over our 19 years in business, we've helped companies do that. We've even helped big companies take their business from a small company to a big company, and then they sell their company. We did that with Vivint Solar. We built their website. We helped them market, and then they sold their company to Sunrun with Costco, and they were like, we'll take the check. And they just bounced out, right? So we understand about getting to the first page, one, but then also, two, we understand about getting you into the right places where you would like to be targeted as well. So that's why we do pair that up with the Facebook retargeting campaign.
Yeah. To me, to be honest with you, for me, Facebook is trash because I got the guy, he does that now, and he does very good for me, but I don't see any results coming from Facebook. So, I mean, I see.
Do you know how he's targeting it?
He does some posts.
Okay.
He does a lot of different posts, as far as I know.
Okay, so that's the difference right there. So a post and a retargeting campaign. A post is something that only your followers are only going to see unless somebody shares it, right? A retargeting campaign is we're putting you in front of people that have searched your services on Google that are not necessarily following you on Facebook.
Okay.
You see the difference there?
Say that one more time.
So the post that he's making is somebody that's only following you on Facebook. So that's the only people that will see it unless they share it with their friends, right?
Yeah.
Our retargeting campaign is to target people that aren't following you, that don't know you, but that have searched your services on Google. So now you're able to make it in front of people that don't even know who you are on Facebook. So that's why we don't really tailor fit our stuff to just to post. We do it to the retargeting campaigns. Because likes, attentions, and shares are good. It can make you money at the end of the day, but that's a very long process of you building up your page, where what we want to do is we want to expedite that and just put your company in front of other people on their pages. And if they already had the interest, which they are, if they're searching for you on Google for the services you offer, then that's how we can retarget them. And then it's just a click-to-call button. So if you want us to have them click-to-call straight to you, we can have that. If you want them to message you, they can do that. Or if you want them to be pushed to a website, we can do that. And it could just be a link there and they can click to the website. It really depends on how you just want to be contacted, which I'm sure you would just rather just get a call, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how long typically does it take before I start seeing some type of results, some type of return on investment?
Good question. So I always say, I mean, you already have a lot of things built. So I always say the first month is really a building stage. So it's really kind of like just a break-even month because there's some building processes there. You do have a lot of stuff built. So I've seen stuff get on the first page of Google a lot faster, but I always stick at the end, right? For the 30 to 45 days, that's when that steam engine is going to be rolling full speed for you. So within 7 to 14 days, you have your Facebook retargeting campaigns going out. Customers can call you when that is starting to roll out, right? Obviously, that needs to be optimized a little bit, but that's why I say that's like the break-even month is the first month. The second month is when you should start receiving maximum results. And that's just with this company here. Typically, like I said, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. You have the colorful G right there on the website that I sent you. If they don't have that, typically that's anywhere from 3 to 6 months where like that. You're either getting on the first page or you're even seeing results. So, like I said, we do that in an expedite process because we want to make sure that you're getting the results very quickly. Now, my tech team, they will work with you. You will get on an onboarding call with my tech team just to verify. They just want to make sure the services you offer are correct. And then the areas that you want to be found in are correct, because that's very important for you as well, is getting in front of the people in the specific cities and zip codes, and you can target by cities and zip codes as well.
Is there a limit to how many zip codes you guys do for me?
I don't believe so. I just know that you're able to go all the way up to a 50-mile radius.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long does it take to onboard?
The onboarding call, I can get you on an onboarding call today. I have one available in the next hour and 45 minutes. And it takes around 30 to 45 minutes to just onboard, depending on how many questions you have. If you have a lot for the onboarding team, it could take a little bit longer. If you don't have a lot, then it's pretty quick. They're just verifying all the information, and then they're starting to work on everything that same day. And let me see here what I got. So let's see. So like at 1 o'clock, I can have my onboarding team reach out to you if that's available for you. And then we can have everything rocking and rolling for you today. Is this something you like to
take advantage of? What do you mean you have everything rocking and rolling? What do you mean?
Like, so sometimes, like, we'll have our onboarding team that's, like, fully booked out for the day, so we'll have to book it for the next day out. And then, you know, our customers will secure their listing with us, and then we'll send everything over, like, receipts, invoice. We'll send over the voice verification to them as well in writing. And then we'll send a couple emails out to gather information for our onboarding team, and then they'd have to wait for their slot of when my onboarding team can give them a call. But I have availability with my onboarding team today that they can literally do everything. We can secure your listing here. We can do the onboarding, and then everything is just kind of flowing through it in the same day. There's no waiting process or waiting period.
All right. So you got 2 months. If I don't see no results within 2 months, I'm letting you know right now, I'm canceling. Because if I get 3 leads from the first month, then I know it's working. But if I ain't getting at least 2-3 leads, then I'm not going to waste my money or my time.
Understandable. No, I appreciate giving us a shot. And like I said, I'm going to get my onboarding team here, and then they're going to get helping you on this. I just want to verify, though, the address is still 2200 North Commerce Parkway.
That's it.
Western Florida 33326.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, Kevin, what's your last name?
Williams.
Okay. And then what's your email address?
Weston, that's Weston, dot owner, that's Owner, at dryeventwizard.com.
DryerEventWizard.com. Perfect. And then the 954-715-7393. That's a good number for your customers, and that's also a good number, for us to give you a call through the my tech team.
Yeah, that's my business line. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me see here. Let me just make sure I have everything correct. And then some of the zip codes that you want, what are the zip codes? So I'll just send it to my tech team as of now. And then what I'll do is they're just going to verify at that point, so that way you don't have to go through that process of telling them. They'll just verify everything.
I don't know the zip codes. I know the name of the cities, but I don't know the zip codes offhand of no cities.
Okay. Cities? You can name them off for me.
Weston. Miramar, that's Miramar.
Mm-hmm.
Davie. Cooper City, Cooper City. Plantation. Southwest Ranches.
Southwest Ranches.
Yeah. Who was that name? You can put Fort Lauderdale in there.
Fort Lauderdale.
Hollywood. I'm putting it on the map.
So I have Western, Miramar, Davie, Cooperstown.
Western. Right. Plantation, Miramar. Trying to get some other cities. I know someone I'm missing. Hold on. You know what you got again?
Weston, Miramar, Davie, Cooper City, Plantation, Southwest Ranches, Fort Lauderdale, and then Hollywood.
Okay, hold on. So I'm missing one. Hold on. Google, let me Google. Let's go. Okay, Sunrise. You can put Dania Beach in there. That's D-A-N-I-A Beach. And then Hollandale Beach. That should be good.
Hollandale Beach. Okay. And then for the services, you're just doing dryer vent cleaning and then lint cleaning as well, lint screen cleaning?
So dry vent cleaning, dry vent install, dry vent repair, dry vent reroute, dry vent cleaning, dry vent installation, dry vent repair, dry vent reroute. So it's like four different services I offer.
Okay. Install, repair, cleaning, and reroute.
Mm-hmm. Install, repair, cleaning, reroute. Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And then to secure the listing here with us, Kevin, is it going to be a business credit card? Is it going to be a debit card?
It's going to be a business card.
Okay. On the card itself, does it just say Dryer Vent Wizard of Weston, or does it have Kevin Williams on there?
It has my name on there.
Kevin Williams?
Yeah.
Okay. Any middle initial or no?
No. Not sure. Kevin E. Williams.
Kevin E. Williams. Okay. And then the address is still the same for the billing? Is it the 2200 North Commerce?
No.
Okay.
It's 9900.
9900?
W Sample. That's two separate things. W West Sample Road. That's in Colorado, Florida.
Coral Springs, Florida.
Yeah, 33065.
33065. Is the other address, is that your office?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to be sure. Okay. And then is it a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express? Visa. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
4036-2312-0806-7588. Expiration.
Too
fast?
No. Expiration?
Expiration 727. 331 is a CCP code.
Okay. And then I'm going to set up a security question here for you. We never share or sell any of your information here at Local Splash, but we do want to always be sure that we're talking to you about your account here. So we set this up. So when we do call you, we will ask it. That's just an added protection for you, one. And then two, it's always going to know that you're always talking to us as well. Okay. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's mother's maiden name?
Just, we're talking about just the last name?
Whatever you would like it to be.
Williams. I'm going to give you the whole thing. Esther Williams. Let's put her name that way. You might try to. Just put Esther Williams.
Esther Williams. And that's E-S-T-E-R?
E-S-T-H-E-R.
E-S-T-H-E-R, gotcha. All right. Let me write this down here for you. Okay. And then, like I said, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. This is an added protection for you. This will be sent to your email as well with the invoice that we have, and then your receipt. This is just an added protection for you for the pricing that will never change. So it'll always be that $249 for you, the life of you being in service with us. If you have any questions on any of the questions here, just go ahead and ask it, and then I can either re-verify it for you or just restructure the question just to make sure you understand thoroughly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dryer Vent Wizard of Weston.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Kevin Williams, owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Kevin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper with you? I got a customer service number here that I can give to you.
Hang on. I'm writing on something. I don't know if you remember. Okay.
All right. It's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which I waive the account setup, is March 18th in the non-refundable amount, the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on March 18th. In the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Kevin, you may discontinue your agreement at any time or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I just gave you, the 635-6225, to prevent your charges for the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to send over a couple of text messages to you, also to some emails. Is the 1 o'clock appointment okay for you for my tech team to reach out to you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure we get this done super quick for you as well. I'm going to send that to you in an email. It's going to be a Google Calendar invite as well. It's going to have your email, my email, and then it's going to have my tech team's email on there as well. So I do want to say everything went through on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here, so if you have any questions or you want to change something or you want to add something, please reach out to the 877 number, because that's going to be where my tech team is going to be working on your account, and they can make those changes as soon as you ask them to, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I did send you a couple of emails and text messages. Did you receive a text message yet? It should say, Kevin, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
It's in my email, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it's in the text message?
Yeah, I got it both places, yeah.
Okay, so there's a link there that says it's the my.localsplash.com/terms. Mm-hmm. Click that link. That's just the terms and agreements. That's the thing I just read off to you right now of what we're going to be doing. There's 2 checkboxes on the bottom. One, you're the authorized user, and then the other one, you receive text messages just in case you're busy and you can't answer us. You're going to sign your name, Kevin E., and then your last name, Williams, and then you're going to hit confirm. When you do that, it's going to take you to a login page that's going to say username and password. Let me know when you get there.
Things was not matched. Please type in. Oh, Kevin E., okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. This is going to be where you're going to be able to track everything. This is your dashboard. My tech team at 1 o'clock is going to give you the login information, and then they're going to walk you through and show you everything where you're going to be able to track everything in there as well, okay?
Okay.
So just kind of save that page because they are going to give you that. Once you have it, you're going to be able to log in at any time that you want and start tracking the stuff that you want to start tracking with the Google and the Facebook, all right?
All right.
Okay. Any further questions for me, Kevin?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to get working here so that way I can get everything over to them, and then they'll be giving you a call within an hour and a half or so, okay?
All right.
All right, Kevin. I'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. All right. No problem. Bye-bye. Yeah.